welcome to Farm Chatter. We're your hosts, Julia Miller and Donna Kuntz. This podcast follows the efforts of two women and their cats as we reinvent, rediscover, and create our modern homestead. We'll share our tips, tricks, successes, and fails. Keep coming back. It's going to get interesting. Hello and welcome back to Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. It is a Saturday afternoon as we record this. I know some of you will be listening much later, but I think a little reality orientation is always a good thing.
I always need that.
Ooh, me too. Today we're going to talk about some of the hard decisions that come along with being business owners and growth.
Mm-hmm. And we really kind of experienced a tough decision this week that we kind of had to discuss a little bit and decide that we were going to have to stop a little bit of a service that we have offered in the past of saving produce for people. And so,
yeah, as we have grown in what we offer, we started out really trying to serve the customers and people who wanted us to save things, who weren't going to come to the market early. And we were trying to accommodate that as much as possible.
Well, we wanted to build the business. We wanted to provide the service. And it seemed like a really good thing for us to do. And it is and was.
It is. And what has happened over time as we've grown is that our process for packing the produce as you harvest and package it and load the truck, because we are very early in the morning, as most of you know, baking scones right up until the time we have to leave.
Mm-hmm.
And that doesn't allow any time in the morning to load additional things in the truck or to package produce orders.
Yeah, we're not packaging at all on the morning of market. Since we're doing two markets now, I harvest twice, both on Friday and Thursday.
Right.
And we have to have the truck loaded because both those days we're getting up early to bake scones. And so we're loading the truck, and we also have a whole lot more produce than what we had before.
Exactly. So that really kind of backed us into a corner for what we were able to do in terms of produce. Now, scones are different.
Right.
You're packaging those as I bake them. You can monitor orders. That still works.
Yeah, we can go ahead and put orders aside for scones. That's really easy. And when we have a lot of jam, that's an easy thing to go ahead and do an order for.
But with produce, it really became that difficult decision. And one of the things that made it hard was changing a policy we had in place and not wanting to disappoint our regular customers.
Yeah, we don't want to hurt our customers' feelings. We don't want to take away a service because that's part of what we're all about. We want to bring back service in shopping. You know, it's one of the things that we've talked about, I think, on a previous podcast that we grew up with. You know, you went to the gas station, someone pumped your gas for you. Those of you who are younger are going to think, what?
Unless you're in New Jersey. I think they do still pump gas there.
I think they still do, which is totally awesome.
Threw me off.
Yeah, we were so surprised when we went to New Jersey and this person pumped gas for us. That was so cool. But it used to be when you went to the grocery store, they actually bagged your groceries for you. And most of the time, both of us started out, our first jobs were in grocery stores. It's funny, we're still working.
You know,
area.
I was thinking
it's
food.
It's kind of funny. Yeah, we still have that food connection. But we carried out the groceries
we
and
did.
Loaded them in the car.
You had a drive up.
You had a drive up and people, you know, you just brought your car around and we loaded the groceries in.
Right.
So we want to have some of that service. And we want to take care of our customers. But we have outgrown being able, just the two of us right now, being able to do that.
So that was a difficult decision for us to come to.
Mm-hmm.
And we have we have made that decision. We've made that policy change within the business. And then the other thing that kind of came around and has crept up on us over time is the concept of early sales.
Yes.
That has been tough. You know, for those of you who are familiar with hosting a garage sale, you know, people get there early so that they can get the best choice of what you have available, but you're not always ready for customers. And we all know that, and yet it continues to happen. And that was happening at the market.
Yeah, I mean, the market, the 18th Street market actually starts at 8 o'clock. And it seems that the customers are ready to shop more like 7 o'clock.
Right.
And we're baking scones, so, you know, we usually roll in close to 7 o'clock. And so, you know, as we're unloading this massive produce and, you know, we've added sweet corn in this week. Well, the last 3 weeks now,
right.
I believe we've had sweet corn. So that there's a lot of that. And as we're unloading, customers were, you know, picking through our produce and things as we're trying to set up tents and tables. And one of us handles those kinds of things better than the other one does. I do not handle that very well.
Well, it is hard when you're trying to accomplish a task. And I think one thing that customers didn't think about was they're early. They're most of them, it was the routine of their day. We were out there, you know, they saw traffic,
yeah, they
saw
out there.
Tents coming up, and they wanted to get their produce, have a good choice, and move on with their day. But what they didn't consider is at 6:45 on Saturday mornings, that's an empty parking lot.
Right.
By 8 o'clock, it is a fully functioning market.
Mm-hmm.
And that all comes with people, vendors, hauling in everything. Tents, tables, cash box, produce, for us, jam, scones, tablecloths, and we need
signs.
A bit of time.
It takes forever just to put the signs out.
Right.
It really does.
To label everything and be prepared to answer questions, because we are very happy to talk about our product.
Oh, we want to. You know, I love to talk.
Absolutely.
But when I'm trying to set up, I'm not always so friendly, and I don't want to be like that with people.
So a market decision was made. It was not our decision alone, but the market made a decision to really enforce the not opening until 8 o'clock. But we also decided for ourselves that was something we were going to do. And we will continue that practice as we move into the late fall and the mercantile, is that we will observe an opening time that is consistent, because we have to get things set up and we have to get ready, and we'll probably be baking scones up until the last minute. So we have to continue that so people know what to expect.
Right. And one of the things, this was the first week, and actually it's in our contract as market vendors that we are not to have early sales. And it's kind of, you know, that's kind of just gotten lax and, you know, it's kind of overlooked, but it has gotten to the point where it's gotten stressful.
It was very stressful.
It was very stressful as
earlier
we're setting
and
up, and you know, people are asking questions and unpeeling corn and, you know, doing those sort of things. It got stressful for us, and you know, we're trying to put out signs and people are taking stuff out of the back of the truck, and today was the day that policy was enforced. It's always been there,
right.
But it was enforced today, and I felt much less stress.
I did too. I was very peaceful coming in. I knew that I had time to set up. I didn't have to rush and move things and figure out where things were going to sit and all of that. It was a very, very peaceful opening to the market today, and I appreciated it.
Yeah, I appreciated it, and I appreciated the customers. We had an excellent market today. And we only had maybe, as I recall, one customer that made a slightly negative comment about why did we change the start time. And so we explained that this was always the start time, that it just hadn't been enforced, and then it seemed to be okay.
Yeah, it was fine. So we share our appreciation to the vendors and to the customers.
And the customers being patient, and you know, it's a change for them. And I understand that they want to get their stuff. I mean, we're bringing some awesome food.
We are.
I mean, who doesn't want to come get it right away? So I understand that.
That's right.
And I appreciate it. We would be nothing without our customers. But it was a tough decision to say, okay, we're going to stick to this.
Right.
And, you know, for our own sanity. And also that helps me interact in particular with our customers in a healthy way. I love to talk about what we're bringing, and I love our customers.
Oh, absolutely.
But when I'm under stress, I'm not always reacting the way I would like to.
So the decision was made, it was enacted today, and we had a great, great market.
Yeah, we did. And I appreciate those who supported us today and all the other vendors. As we talked to other vendors at the end of the market, people were much more relaxed and appreciated that, you know, that it's working out this way. So thank you for being patient with us. And we want to bring you the best product and give you the best service that we can.
And just to kind of finish up our conversation about how the market went today, we had a really funny story.
Yeah. So kind of to lighten it up a little, one of the things we're selling right now is corn, sweet corn, delicious sweet corn we harvest. And so we decided that how we would sell it
right.
and package that corn. And so we decided that we would sell in half dozens and dozens.
Right. And we try to make sure that those are good fare. If we have a light ear, we'll throw in a baker's dozen.
Yeah, we try to throw in an extra.
You know, a baker's half, is a baker's half dozen a real thing?
I have no
idea. Anyway, we want to be fair and generous with our customers, but really, we're in Illinois.
Yeah, we're in Illinois.
Half dozen, you know.
Yeah, we thought
no one
is going to eat less than a half dozen.
Not in Illinois.
Not
sweet corn.
I mean, in a week, I mean, come on, surely you can eat a half dozen.
Exactly.
Yeah, but some friends of ours, apparently.
You know who you are.
You know who you are, yes. Ask for 2 ears of corn.
2 ears.
2 ears. And I mean, at first I said, you mean 2 dozen? You know, I was thinking dozen. No.
Right.
Because we're hogs.
I mean, we must be.
The two of us, I mean, we sit down and eat corn. We just go through the corn like crazy. Mm, so
yeah,
I guess our question out there, and let's just back up and say we did accommodate our friends.
We
and
did.
We gave them those 2 tiny little ears of corn, and I hope they enjoy them.
I know. I don't know. Is that maybe
so
that's an appetizer?
Maybe it is an appetizer
or a snack.
Yeah, maybe it is a snack.
Okay,
but I'm
a
pretty
sweet
sure
corn
I,
snack.
I ate 2 ears of corn when I was about a month old. I'm not sure, but I'm
I mean,
kind
really.
Of I'm thinking I could have. So anyway, we want to put this question out there to you. How much sweet corn do you eat in one setting?
That's right. So please
send them to us.
Send us messages.
Are we just hogs? Because we usually start with a half dozen, not each. I mean, that
no.
would be piggish. Well,
but
we could maybe.
I mean, I might.
I might.
So a cowbell to our friends for eating 1 ear of corn apiece at a meal or a snack or an appetizer or whatever you did with that.
And also a cowbell to our friend Michael for helping package corn.
Oh, yeah,
cowbell for Michael.
That made our morning go much better as well.
And also a cowbell to our friends and advisory members, Martha and Cheryl, for picking corn and delivering it to market for us today.
So thank you, everyone, and I hope you enjoyed the cowbells.
Yes. So until next time.
See ya.
See ya.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. We hope you enjoyed our show. To find out more about our farm products, check out our online store at 5felinefarm.com/mercantile. For even more 5 Feline Farm goodness, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and our blog at 5felinefarm.com. Until next time.